Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simin Tof Kuf Pei Vav, and we pick up on the second line on Nun Ches Amud Beis with the Sif Dalit. The Mechaber writes, Shofar Shel Tikrovis Avodas Kochavim. You have a ram, let's say, that was sacrificed as a offering to this Avodah Zarah, and now you want to use the horn from this ram that was used for Avodah Zarah. It was actual Avodah Zarah, it was sacrificed, you want to use this ram's horn. So here the Mechaber tells us, Afilu hayashalovi kochavim, even if it belongs to an ovi kochavim, nevertheless, if you use this, you're not Yotze, even b'di'evit. Shetokabo lo yotza, mishum de'ena b'telu olamis. This is full Avodah Zarah. It was served as a sacrifice for Avodah Zarah, so it can never be batel, and therefore it is forbidden to be used, even b'di'evit, to be Yotze in the midst of a shofar blowing. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudalit tells us, Pirish, Behema, the animal itself, Shekrivua lekarbon, lefnei Avodah Zarah, this animal itself was a sacrifice to the Avodah Zarah, v'yasumi karnei shofar. Now they take from the horn of this dead animal, they want to use it as a shofar. So this is no good. In the Shaar HaTzion, Oslam Advav, Chavetz Chaim tells us that the opinion of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and as well the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, in two places, in Yevamos, in Rosh Hashanah, and he says, however, that's different than Behikriv HaShofar Avodah Zarah. In an Esar. If they just designated this shofar for Avodah Zarah, so then that would not make it Asar, because the Dafka Becha'ein Dalet Avodos Shebifnim Nesar. It's only when it was done something to it, like they did inside the Beis HaMikdash. For example, Hishtachavoya, if you bow down, or if you actually sacrifice it on the Mizbeach, etc., then it becomes forbidden for all time. It can't be bought though. Unless this was the normal way to go and worship, that's also included in pure Avodah Zarah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chof adds, and he says, "V'katusei michta shiure v'chanal," because it's not considered capable of being nullified, because it's as if it has no shear. It's also banah, and therefore it's as if it has no shear at all, and therefore it is forbidden to be used. The issue foot number 29 adds, "B'mesh aru b'shofar din kisusei michta shiurea." This din that we said, it's as if it has no shear. It's as if the shear is cut off. So the bir halacha brought down in Sif Tes, in Dibra Maskel Arba, he writes, even according to the Rosh, who says that the shear of a tefach is only midrabanan, nevertheless, even the Rosh would say there has to be some shear for the shofar, min haTorah. So this has zero shear. It's considered like it's nothing, and therefore even the Rosh, who says that the shear of a tefach is only midrabanan, but even the Rosh would say there has to be a shear, and this has zero shear whatsoever. Sif Hei, the Mechaber writes, Hamudur hanor mishofar. If a person says, I vow that I will not have any hanah from a shofar. So in this situation, the Mechaber writes, Odom acher tokebo, another person can go blow the shofar for him, and v'zeh yotzei ydei chavaso. Even though he was madir hanah, so he won't get hanah from the shofar, he can have somebody else blow, and he's able to be yotzei in that fashion. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chafalev. For example, what did he say? Kegon shomar, konem hanahs shofar lai. He said, it's like a carbon to me, the hanah that I get from this shofar. So since mitzvos are not for hanah, so therefore he is allowed to be yotzei b'di'evit in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Chafbeis, Rotz Lomar, Apel Gadein Yochol Hafkia Atzmo Mimitzvah Shofar Bishvil Neder Zeh, even though he doesn't go and abrogate himself from the mitzvah of shofar because of his neder, the mitzvah lo mikroi hanah v'chanal, because you don't get hanah from a mitzvah, you don't get a physical hanah from the mitzvah. Chanal, as we've already explained, Mikomakum Yishmat Kia Shofar Me'acher. He nevertheless he shouldn't blow himself. He should listen to somebody else. Well, Yiska Biyatsu, he shouldn't blow the shofar himself. Why? Vatam Kosu Aposkim Mishum Diyesh Harbi Bnei Yodim Sheish Lem Hanah Kishem Tokim. Because sometimes people enjoy the blowing of the shofar. People love to play the piano. People love to play musical instruments. So he loves to blow the shofar. Gets Hanah out of making the sounds coming out of the shofar. So that would be Aser, because it was Mudr Hanah from the shofar. So if somebody else blows, he doesn't get direct physical Hanah from the actual shofar itself. He hears the sounds. The Mitzvah Slav Lanon is Nitu. It's not called Hanah. And therefore, he'd be allowed to listen to somebody else blow. When he blows it himself, he's getting a hanah, and that's not considered pushed aside because of the concept of mitzvah slav lehanus nitnu, because he's getting a physical hanah from blowing the shofar. However, if there is no alternative, there's nobody else there, she'en lo acher, nobody else could blow shofar for him, then even himself in this situation, he could technically blow himself, because he really is not getting hanah from this shofar. But in this situation, Raksha Enlo Liskoa, Kimasara Kolos, you should only blow the 10 sounds that you have to blow. You shouldn't blow any additional sounds. So what are the 10 sounds that he has to blow? This means the Hainu, Kiya Shwarim Trua Tikiya, that's the Tashrat. Tashat, it's Tkiya Shwarim Tikiya. And the Tarat is Tkiya Trua Tikiya. Because these, Shehem Me'ikardin, these are the essential sounds that you have to blow. Now, the issue foot number 30 points out, it's not just these 10. It's three sets of these 10. So it's 30 kolos. That's what we say. See, three times he blows tashrat, three times he blows tashat, and three times he blows tarat. That's in the Kaf HaChayim. By the way, that would be the exact halacha if, for whatever the reason, a shul doesn't have a shofar until the very end of the day. And let's say it's the second day of Rosh Hashanah is a Friday, and they're blowing shofar then, but they don't have time to blow all the kolos before it becomes Shabbos. So then, Yitku Rak, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, then they should only blow these minimum kolos to be Yotze. They don't have to blow the full 100. The issue foot number 31 brings down, Shalulei Sheish Harbei B'ni Adam Sheish Lem Hanoah Kishim Tokim. If it wasn't for the fact that many people get Hanoah from blowing a shofar physically, it would technically mutter to blow the shofar that are even the Rabbanon, even the extra kolos. Because we apply this rule that the mitzvah is not for Hanoah. And this would be like the Das of the Ran, in the back of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the Dapia Rif, Shagam, the mitzvahs the Rabbanan, even by a mitzvah the Rabbanan, we normally say mitzvah slav lahonus nitnu. But this is not like the opinion of the Baal Amar, who writes, Rak mitzvahs daraisa, do we say mitzvah slav lahonus nitnu, but by a Rabbanan, it would in fact be a Hanoah that would be Osir. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, however, Avol, im Omar konam lit kiyaso alai. If the person says that the tekiyah should be Osir to me, the sound should be Osir to me, we see in the Sif Kotn Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, Shalom Hisker Hanoah. He didn't mention anything about Hanoah, that he shouldn't get Hanoah from the shofar. But he said, Rotz Lomar, Shomar, Konam HaShofar Lit Kiyaso Alai. I'm answering this shofar for the sounds that come out of the shofar. In this situation, Alkein, Chayil, his vow does take effect. Should Pirish Lesser Al Atzmu HaShofar Liskobo. He forbade himself from getting any benefit from the shofar in terms of Yotzei the Mitzvah. Not the physical Hanoah. For example, Kamosha Osu Alasmo Hatsuror. For example, like if a person were to say that this rock itself is forbidden, Lizro Kbo Avshin Hanoah, even though he has good to know Hanoah from throwing the rock. So it becomes Osir. So to over here, this shofar now became Osir to him, even though it's a mitzvah to listen to the shofar, because a nether can take effect against the mitzvah. Avalamama Stam. Co-name shofar light, but if a person just says this shofar is awesome to me, then it would be permissible. Mutal likobo tkiyo shomitzah, as we've already explained, then he could go and listen to that shofar being blown. But in this situation, we say im amar konim tchiyosu alai, then it's osur. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkan Chavdalit, afilu peirash binidaro the tkiyo shomitzah, even if he specifically said I do not want to be yotze with the tkiyo shomitzah, then it does take effect. And the reason is, as I explained, by Tam the nidorim. Isser chetzuhu, a nether is an isser on the item itself. The chol afilu al dvar mitzvah can even be chal on a dvar mitzvah. And therefore, v'afilu lishmoa tkiya shofar me'acher, gam ki michal lisizeh. And therefore, even if somebody else blows it, it would still be awesome for him to be yotzi in that way. Furthermore, you should know, v'dad yesh poskim shiratzu lomar, shein chol aneder elam kein osra shofar alav. There are those poskim that say that the nether is only chal if he made the shofar osra to him. For example, Kigon Shomer, as if he said, Shofar Olai Bekonim Litkorbo, that this shofar becomes awesome for me to get Hanoah from it, to have anybody blow it for me. Avobi also Lavatkiya, but if he says that the sounds of the shofar are Osir, not the shofar, just the sounds of the shofar, then, somewhat paradoxically, it's not Osir. For example, Kigon Shomer, if he said, Tkiyas Shofar Olai Bekonim, the sounds of the shofar are awesome to me like a konim, ain't ochal, then actually his nether is not chal, because that tkiya ain't bamamish, because the sounds themselves are not substantive. And therefore, unadorim ain't chalom adavr shein bamamish. A nether can only be chal on something. It can't be chal on something that is intangible, like a sound. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Omnam, kama poskim sovereign. There are those poskim that say, shechol af bezeh. Even if he says the sound should be awesome to me, it is chal. Kivin shal kaponim hiskir benidro chetzel. Because he mentions the sounds of the shofar. So therefore, since he mentioned the chayfetz itself, the shofar, so he can even asa the sounds with his nether. And therefore, stamu de milso kavanaso lesor chayfetz lov. Because his stam, by saying the sounds of the shofar, he really means the shofar should be awesome and not just the sounds. The issue footnote number 32 says, according to this opinion, the Stam Aizdia, Misha Makonim Achilas Matzah, Mitzvah alive, a person says that Matzah Mitzvah is also to me, who also Achilas Matzah, then in fact he would be also in eating Matzah for the same reasoning. Now, The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, this is all true from a din daraisa. Chozel inyan is a Torah. However, Abu min Rabbanan, on the Rabbanan level, this from the Vilna Gaon, he brings down Iko Asiro b'chol gadni. There is definitely an Isser, no matter what. Afilu b'nedr shemo mamish, even on the sounds, mid Rabbanan, it would be Osir. Kimur b'yaradei simin yurish gimel, where it's discussed there. And therefore, l'maisa, alkin also l'skarbo, call him shiatir neder. This person cannot fulfill his mitzvah, you shouldn't blow for him until he's matir the neder. You'd even be allowed to be the matir neder on Rosh Hashanah, because it's a tzorach hayom. Furthermore, Meforish Beposkim, the Chozeb a Nether. This is only true if he made a Nether. All of these din apply only by a Nether, but by a Shvua, the halachas are different. Avol b'shvua, ino yochel afki asatzmo mitzvah t'kiyah shofar. You can't go and abrogate for yourself a mitzvah by making a swear, by making a Shvua. It's only through a Nether that you can abrogate a mitzvah. Because you're already mushba v'omid mi Har Sinai l'kai mitzvahs Torah. You're already forsworn to go and fulfill all the mitzvahs in the Torah from Har Sinai. And therefore, you can't go and swear against that. As opposed to a neder, you make the item itself osur, so then it does take effect. And therefore, there's a difference between a neder and a shvua in many aspects of halacha, as well as over here. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, unless in lo shekol al b'shvuaso, unless it's part of his shvua, he said, lesor al atzmo, Bishmias called Tekiah. If he swears, he won't get benefit from the sounds of the shmo of the shofar. The mashma that implies afilu b'tkiyah shel rishus, even a tkiyah of rishus. Never mind the tkiyah shel mitzvah, but even a tkiyah shel rishus, he's asering by a shvu on himself. And in this way, this is what's called a iser kolel. Ubezeh chol shvuaso bekolel lesor gam b'shel mitzvah. And in this situation, he's saying that the swearing that the shofar should be asered to him, both for a rishus. And therefore, it takes effect on the Rishus, so therefore it also takes effect on the Tekios of Mitzvah. And in this situation, Yishtadu L'hat Yeshua, so if he wants to be Yotze, he has to go and be Mat to the Shvua. The issue footnote number 34 brings down, it's understood from this, Shein M'chuyavim Oso L'Shol L'Shvua, so you technically can't obligate him to go and be Shol on the Shvua. And we learned previously in Simon Tov Pehei as well, in regards to Legabi Mishi Nishbash Lo Yochel Matzah, if somebody swore that he wouldn't eat matzah, Shishuasu Chola, his Shua is Chal, because he's including in that not only the matzah of mitzvah, but also the matzah of Rishus. And in that situation, we said, Mitzvah Lahati Rishuasu, Kadesh Yuchel Akayim, Mitzvah Sachilis Matzah. There we said, you should be obligated to go get rid of the Shua. However, Ein Kofenosu Lahati Rishuasu. But again, we don't force him to. And ho of Ashvua ain't all a mitzvah bat, since the Shvua is not only on the mitzvah, it's a general statement for all matzah or for all sounds of the shofar. Therefore, we technically don't force him to. He certainly should, but we don't force him to. However, ochein, im Ashvua hi ala mitzvah bat, but if the Shvua is only on the sounds of a mitzvah or the matzah of mitzvah, can go mishi nishba shalo yochal maror. Somebody says, I will not eat maror. Or shall yish the arba kosos, I won't drink the arba kosos. These are both didim the rabbanon. Or he won't have matzah on the leil sheni in chutz laretz, which is also a mitzvah the rabbanon. Or shenod the shloyuchah matzas mitzvah, shenod the dvar mitzvah. Or he made a neder on the dvar mitzvah. So then the Sharet Zion wrote over there, shekofin also lishol hashvuah. So there we do force him to go and be shol on his shvuah or on his neder in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Vafilu gabi nedarim, even in regards to nedarim, nevertheless, im aser atzmo lishmor shofar miploni. If he says I aser to hear the shofar blowing from Yankel, from so and so, eno nivka b'zeh mitzvahs tkiyah shofar. That doesn't abrogate from him the entire mitzvah tkiyah shofar, and b'tzorach levakish ish acher lishmor mimenu shofar, and let somebody else blow it for him. He can ask somebody else to blow it for him. No, what happens if he can't find somebody else? The lo yimso acher, then aser lishmor miyuzet." He asked this person to blow. He's the only guy that can blow. So then he'd be asked to hear from him. Afilu asar asam b'shua, even if he did it via a lashon of a shvua, not a neder. She'eino kinishba levata l'samitzvah. He's not like a person who's swearing not to do the mitzvah, because she'bishua she'otza shvua mipiv, at the time that he made the shvua, that he won't listen to Yanko, lo ha'isa levata. It wouldn't necessarily have abrogated the mitzvah, because he could hear it from somebody else. Shari eno mitzvah lishmo miyish zedavka. Who says he has to hear it from Yankel? He could hear it from Reuven or Shimon. The fact that ultimately there is no Reuven or Shimon around that can blow the shofar, so that doesn't change things. And therefore, in this situation, he wouldn't be allowed to go and listen to Yankel blow the shofar. Let's do Sivav, because we're ready. It's a short shiur, so we can do Sivav, which is relatively short. Hayakola of Ma'od Odak Ma'od. If the shofar makes a very thick sound or a very light sound. So again, the pitch is different. It's a very deep sound or a very high sound, whatever it may be. So the sound changes, it's perfectly good. Kosher, it's not a problem. Shekol HaKolos Kosherim Lim Shofar. That all the sounds that the shofar makes, as long as they're the normal sounds of the shofar, whether they're high-pitched or low-pitched, deep or not so deep, high or low, so they're perfectly good. And the Mishmur adds in Sifkot and Chafei, V'hu Adin HaMayot Tzorud V'yovish. This same would be true if it was a very dryish type of a sound. Sarud literally means a very hoarse type of a sound. The issue footnote number 35 adds, if you're blowing a sound of the kia and it changes midstream, sometimes the sound just changes midstream, or it went from a nice clear sound to a very hoarse or coarser type of a sound. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzah brings down Halicha Shlomo, that's a perfectly good tekiya, because that's the way the sofer sound came out. And there's also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Zatzah. And there are those that are makpid, shatkiya kulo tia b'kol ochid of odak uchidome. There are those that are makpid to try to have the sound be the same tone, the same pitch, the same entire sound the whole way through. And this is brought down by the Maril Diskin, for example, and as well the Sheila Shlomo and the Moadim Zmanim. Nevertheless, Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes that that's not the din l'chatrila. Shein ze ela hidur mitzvah, v'chur m'v'yama. It's a beautiful thing. It makes the mitzvah more beautiful to have a nice, beautiful, consistent tone of the shofar sound, but it's only a chumra v'alma. And this is also the opinion of the Stipler Gaon and the Chazon Ish, his brother-in-law, zichronam tzadikim levracha, lo hechmiru b'dover zeh. They weren't machmir on this din. This is a good breakpoint, but this will conclude today's share.